if there were a dislike button for this show, you know it would never ever be used, right? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Luke Perry. You remember Luke from 90210 and all that back in the 90s? Well, he is currently the executive producer and star of a very interesting film on the Up Network. It's called Welcome Home. It's being shown now, and it's available on demand. It explores the problem of homelessness in this country, not of individuals, but of families. What happens when illness strikes and a family can't pay their bills and they are put out on the streets? Where do they go if they don't have family or friends to immediately turn to? That is what the movie is about. I did not think the interview was going to go as deeply into this issue as it did, and I'm glad it did. I had my 90210 questions, my sideburns questions, all that stuff, and we ended up talking about something much, much more important. And that is coming up straight ahead. And then it'll be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo, followed by the highest paid TV actresses. You will be shocked when you hear how much some of these ladies are making. What a line of work to get into if you can get into it. And then Dirty Planes. Christina and I will talk about the services, the places on planes that are the dirtiest. Oh my goodness, when do you hear this? You'll never, ever want to fly again. That 9-day trip from New York to Los Angeles in a car will seem so much nicer. We start things off this hour with Facebook making news this week. You know, whenever Facebook or any of these tech companies decides they're going to make an announcement, all of a sudden, wait a minute, everybody stops. It's like we heard, you know, three shots fired in Dallas. What has that sort of national importance? Well, Mark Zuckerberg in his hooded sweatshirt came out this week and said, we are going to institute a dislike button on Facebook. So not only will you be able to give the Arthur Fonzarelli thumbs up, you will also be able to give the Arthur Fonzarelli thumbs down and dislike something. Can you imagine the animosity that's going to create in the social media world? You know, because you like things. Hey, it's my birthday today. Hey, my dog is happy today. Oh, I like that. Hey, look at this casserole I made for dinner. Oh, I like that. Well, you know what's coming up? A presidential election. And all the political stuff is now rearing its ugly head on Facebook. You friend somebody, they're a nice person, and all of a sudden you realize they just want to talk politics on Facebook. Every single story that makes their candidate seem like the best thing in the world, they link to it, they comment on it, and they tell you why you should like that person as well. I will be disliking. Will you be disliking? Everybody will be disliking. But it's going to start these fights on Facebook. Ever get into a good fight on Facebook? Any kind of social media. What about on Twitter? I got into a Twitter argument with somebody once who really turned out to be quite a moron. But now you can dislike an idea. And when you dislike the idea, you know you're really disliking the person. Oh, I don't like that. I wonder how it will rank up proportionally. Will there be more overall likes on Facebook, or will there be overall more dislikes on Facebook? And you know what it gets back to? How important really is this? I know people who spend their entire social existence on Facebook. They go to work, and in between doing their work, they are constantly looking at a screen, and that screen is Facebook. And they're smiling because they're, oh, this one said this, and this one said that, this one said this. Oh, I like this, I like that. Oh, that looks good. Like. Is it too much? Do people even go out anymore for a drink or to hang out? You know, you can watch a ball game on TV and just go on social media and comment on it with people you know and people you don't know. So every time we have one of these announcements from Facebook, oh my, it's like they're opening up this giant door into our cultural existence that never existed before and that we cannot wait now because we will be able to dislike on Facebook. And I ask the question, don't we have anything else more important to be concerned with? Stay with us. Luke Perry coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
The 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain? Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine everyday world. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Give me. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.